Chapter 2. The Trip. They use stone carpets that never wore out, Sumac tells Popcorn.
Practical, if not cozy.
He's reclined his seat already, though it's lunchtime and the plane hasn't even taken off.
Ancient Mesopotamia is Iraq now, yeah?
Some of Iraq, she says, correcting him. And some of Iran and Kuwait as well. Their language is called Sumerian because the southern half was called the land of Sumer.
Sounds like it should be your homeland.
Sumac nods, grinning. Especially since they called themselves Sagiga, the black-headed people, she says, pointing to her hair. Oh, something I like is Mesopotamians counted in 60s, not in 10s. Look. She lifts Popcorn's nearer hand. Use your thumb to count there's a special word for the finger sections.
Phalanges, he supplies.
It sounds like falafel. The phalanges on that hand, she says with difficulty. Go on, count them.
Popcorn does. 12.
Pleased with himself because he's terrible at math. Then on the other hand, you curl a finger over for each 12, which makes 60, Sumac explains. And that's why we count seconds and minutes in 60s. We're copying the Mesopotamians.
Too complicated,
he groans, putting on his eye mask and lying back like a movie star. The plane's full of adults traveling on their own and regular small-sized families. If all the lotteries were here, it strikes Sumac, they'd take up a row and a half. So, what's wrong with your dad?
Don't really know yet, says Popcorn. Apart from the burns, possibly smoke inhalation.
No, I mean, why don't you like him enough to visit except once in a blue moon?
Her father lets out a long breath. It's more the other way around, Peanut.
The dad doesn't like his own son? But everybody likes Popcorn, even the lottery's scowly letter carrier.
Sometimes two people can be related.